seems to be having a shot. Maybe I could put my hand up.
I think you'd be wonderful, mate. You'll have us on health kicks, exercise, mandatory, and
maybe a bit more discipline than what they're doing at the moment.
Oh, mate, isn't it amazing? You've got your Dutton, you've got your Abbott.
Crazy.
Who's stirring behind? I think it's just his hatred of Turnbull, I think, from what we can read. And, of course, then Matthias Cormann has just left the support of Turnbull. So maybe he's the new Prime Minister. Or Julie Bishop.
Everyone's jumping ship.
Scott Morrison.
Could be anyone. We're waiting and seeing, you know.
There's only one certain thing in this whole thing, I think, is if they call an election in the next 6 months that Bill Shorten will win, the Labour Party will get back in.
It's kind of sad. It seems like the Liberal Party have got this self-destruct going on. And what we were saying before was like 7 Prime Ministers in 10 years. Yeah. And what was it before then? 8 and 32 years. It's incredible.
Yes.
It's a bit like Italy now. We turn them over.
Hey, we might get Berlusconi to come in and take that on.
He'd fit right in.
I mean, look, if it wasn't so serious, it's funny.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about it. I mean, lucky we're in a good country and everything else is stable. So even though the prime ministers go, I guess, we still roll. You know, like the country's in good shape. It's sort of ridiculous, isn't it?
Imagine what we could do if we had stability. And good governance. Does, I mean, either side, we've got either or. But
on the world stage, we'd be taking a lot more seriously, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Let's. Can we forget about politics?
It's hard to, though, isn't it? Because it's everywhere. Yeah. I mean, from this morning I was driving to work, it's on the radio, obviously, and then at work it's on the TVs, and even coming to, you know, talk to you, David, it's a topic of conversation because it's so important.
It is very, very important. It affects you, it affects me, it affects my listener who's listening right at this very, very moment. I've heard some stories this week.
Yes.
I've read in the press, and I want you to support, or sounds like politics, doesn't it? Or put down these stories. Vitamins. We get so many different vitamins. Take this, take that, and take a handful of those and a handful of those, and you'll live forever. Vitamins, are they really essential?
It's a huge business. It's a vitamin craze, really, at the moment. It's a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar business. The thing is, We all think vitamins are great for your health and that they're risk-free. But too much of vitamins, they can be toxic, And there is, unfortunately, rather than prescribed medicine where it's regulated, there is no regulation of vitamins. So sometimes when you buy vitamins, they might have too much of that vitamin in there or not enough. You just don't know because there was actually no check on them. In fact, in 1990, there's a vitamin A study and it had to be stopped because people were dying from it. It was too toxic.
From the study?
Yeah, from the study. Yeah, it was too much, too toxic on their livers and a few people were dying. And what a lot of people don't understand is that most of the vitamins are synthetic. They're chemically made. So, you know, when you buy a vitamin, you think, oh, they squeeze some oranges, that's where you get your vitamin C. Well, that's not the case. In fact, vitamin B1 is made from coal tar derivatives. So it's made from petrol, hydrochloric acid or ammonia. And the one I thought was B12 is made from cyanide in factories. So look, 80% of vitamin C is made in the factory in China. And there's no checks on that. So you've got to be careful with these vitamins and they can be quite toxic, you know.
But how do we know where we are?
You have to check the label, actually, and it has to be from a natural source. But it's very expensive, natural vitamins. You know, they've got to dry, the orange or whatever, out to get the vitamin extract out of it. And it's a long process where if they, I guess, make it from cyanide or hydrochloric acid, they get the compound from it. It's a just a chemically made synthetic
drug.
What
are you suggesting with vitamins? Did we take...
That's interesting. The best vitamin you can take is cod liver oil from Norway. You know, they catch the fish, they take the liver out, they ferment it, and they bring it out. That's a very good question. A natural source of vitamin would be the best. I mean, if, you know, NASA, obviously the space stations, they have to keep the astronauts extremely healthy. They're up there for 3 years. There's no sun, whatever. They don't use any vitamins. The only vitamin they use is vitamin D because they're in a dark environment. And they're saying, look, we've got to keep these guys healthy. So even NASA doesn't give them the vitamins. What they do is they freeze-dry their food. So they take all the water out of it, they dry it, and then when they're up in the space station, they add the water in there, and that keeps the vitamins in the food.
It's all natural.
It's all natural. But, you know, if you wanted to get a plate of food with every vitamin on it, if you could put a plate, you'd have a piece of oily fish, some spinach, some nuts, some yogurt, oats, a little bit of apple, mango, carrot, and a half an egg. That's your vitamins for the day. It's not much, you know, so that's a plate of vitamin food.
So unless your body is not working properly and one of the organs is out of kilter,
no need.
A diet...
Absolutely.
Your diet will provide the
and also, your body can only store so much vitamins. I mean, the liver stores B12 for 5 years, and it's like putting more petrol in your car, hoping it will go faster. No, it won't. You'll just flood. You know, you just hold more petrol. Yeah. And same with vitamins. So, yeah, a very simple plate of food throughout the day. If you can incorporate those into your diet, so it'd be oily fish,
yes,
a little bit of spinach,
yes,
nuts,
yeah,
yogurt, yeah, oats, some apple, mango, carrot, and some egg, and they'll get you. That's like the Mediterranean diet just there, actually, which we recommend all the time. But just that plate of food, and that's ample amount of vitamins for you.
Can you put that on your website?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that my listeners can dial it up to Freedom Fitness on the internet and get that list of food.
Yeah, definitely. I just thought it was really interesting, and I didn't realise this as much myself, but how much the vitamins are made from chemicals.
Yeah,
coal tar, and they get vitamin B1 from it. You know, ammonia or cyanide, they're taking B12 in these huge industrial factories in China. Right. No, keep it to healthy, clean food.
Yeah. Okay, another thing I've read this week is low-carb diets are good for you, but then they were bad for you. Where should I be watching my carbs?
It's swinging around. So remember, it was huge, paleo diet, ketogenic, eat all the fat and meat and keep off the carbohydrates. Well, they've just done a study. Well, it's a 25-year study in London. And what they're saying, that if you replace carbs with protein and fat from animal source, there was a higher risk of mortality than if you replace them from a plant source. So the problem is, people are taking the carbohydrates out of the diet, but they're replacing with animal fat and animal meat. And that, we know too much of that drives inflammation, aging, and oxidative stress. So this study was saying, look, after 25 years, so it's comprehensive, that if you substituted carbohydrates for, a meat-based high-fat diet, again, ketogenic diet, the Atkins diet, the paleo diet, they had a high mortality rate by 4 years. So that's kind of interesting. It's a huge, the carbohydrate versus fat debate, it's always been quite big, but it just makes sense. You know, you can't extreme on diets. So again, Mediterranean diet's probably the best one. You've got a bit of everything.
Let's get back to your list that we had before. Yeah. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Simple. And yep. Yet you read in the press, and I read about coconut oil, that it's, don't drink too much coconut oil.
Coconut oil was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was hailed as a superfood. I mean, coconut oil was put into everything. Bulletproof coffee, everyone was put into the coffee that would be putting in your mouth to get all the bacteria in your mouth, pulling, they would call it. But there was a... an excellent lecture by a Harvard German professor, Karen Michaels, and she was saying the detrimental effect to our health of coconut oil. In fact, she said that coconut oil was pure poison, and there was no study showing its health benefits. And her reason for that is saying, look, coconut oil, it's full of saturated fat, which we know clogs your arteries and raises LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, and it was very, very detrimental to your health. So we're off the coconut oil. I think in the US it's like a $230 million business. In the UK it's like £16.4 million business. So it's a huge business, as coconut oil, but it is detrimental to your health.
So probably better to rub it into your face and get rid of the wrinkles.
That's what coconut oil is for. In your face, or you can cook in it, but olive oil is better.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, any fat that remains solid at room temperature, you know, butter, I guess margarine, any that will stay like a solid, is a saturated fat, is not good for us, because you can imagine in your arteries. So stick with olive oil. Yeah. So the coconut oil was, I mean, it was everywhere, wasn't it? And we're all led to believe this superfood and it's going to cure Alzheimer's and everything. But this Harvard professor saying, no, it's crazy. We're consuming too much. It's a huge business, and you're just going to clog your arteries.
So back to the olive oil, back to the low carbs, and we go back to our list that you started out with earlier. Which
yeah,
on your website.
Stick to the Mediterranean diet. Yeah, Use the coconut oil for your skin.
Yeah.
The vitamins, check the label. You know, when they've got those huge synthetic words that we don't understand,
yes,
don't touch them. Just keep them natural. Dried vegetables or dried vitamins are the best ones you can have.
We'll live to 120 each.
You'll live a healthier life.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a myth buster, this one. There's so much stuff going out there. But, yeah, keep it simple.
There's plenty of myths coming out of Canberra, so
we thought we'd join the party.
We've just broken a few.
Yeah.
So natural vitamins, low-carb diets, get rid of the coconut oil out of your diet, and And that list of foods which will be on,
we'll put on the webpage.
For Fitness website very, very in the next, what, couple of hours?
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try as in, we'll put it on. But yeah, log on and yeah, we'll have it on there.
Good on you. Peter Dynan, Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street, next to the German Club. I heard that's going up for sale, is that right?
Yeah, there hasn't been too many Germans out there lately. We normally see them, the Umpapa bands and, yeah, and the hats, and they celebrate a lot of different events. Oh, we see them all the time. But no, I think you're right, David. I think it's being sold, or the liquidators are in. I'm not sure what they're doing with it. Mm. Sad, really. It's been such an iconic. I don't know where they'll go. They might go to the, I think there's an Austrian club or something.
Yeah,
they might
down Thomas Road.
Yeah, they might, and the Swiss club's there as well.
That's a lot of fun.
They might all link up.
From the fun I've had in the German club, it's all history. Yeah, it's 14 minutes past 10. Peter, catch up in a couple of
Thank
minutes.
You, David.
Peter Dynan, Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street, 14 minutes past 10.